Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. Today, we look at the fourth sign that your company might be suffering from sales whiplash, the boom and bust sales cycles that are artificially created when really your company can have a steady state of sales booming revenue. You know, in a typical sales organization, 10% of salespeople overachieve, always exceeding their target, 20% underachieve and are woefully underproductive, or maybe they're just kind of too new and you haven't been able to measure them yet. 70% barely make their quota, performing inconsistently and regularly missing their quota. Selling is not rocket science. It's about finding people to talk to, having a conversation with them, and navigating those people through the buying process to help them solve a problem. If you can build a team that is comprised of top 10% sales performers, then you can build a team that is 100% top performer. Music can teach sales organizations some really valuable lessons. For instance, most accomplished musicians will tell you that one of their most important skills is the ability to listen to and hear the nuances of all the music they play. It's not enough for them to just play their instrument. They need to have a critical ear and listen to what's going on around them holistically. Selling is no different. Professionals need to be able to think beyond the accounts they are responsible for and be objective about every aspect of what comprises their pipeline. Sounds simple, right? Well, it should be, but far too many sellers make the mistake of trusting unchecked assumptions. And as a result, they're blinded by what might actually be happening on an account or in a territory. And that, quite simply, leads to underperformance. Like a musician who performs without listening, salespeople who don't execute the fundamental sales practices that lead to success make more mistakes, lose more business, and waste more time on deals that aren't ready to close. In the process, they drag everyone on the team down with them, and they become dead wood. That's why detailed pipeline reviews should be held at the start of every month. It's a forum where tough questions should be asked and sales reps should be held accountable. Sure, it can be painful, but it's the only way for you as a leader to give salespeople objective feedback on the things they should be doing to drive success. In other words, how much are they really expected to close and how are they going to get it done? The truth is, most sales leaders don't pay close enough attention to the sales pipeline and individual sales performance, and the company's bottom line pays dearly for it. When you don't pay attention to your sales pipeline, you miss opportunities to coach those mediocre to poor performers up into top performance. And when you do that, you artificially create deadwood that drags the whole team and your company profits down.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.